This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The levees have held so far, and for what they cost, they should. The Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt the New Orleans levees after Katrina to the tune of about $14 billion. So as you're watching all the rain and wind down there today, one does wonder whether New Orleans, or any city for that matter, is, and bear with me here, worth it. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
Okay, that's beyond a loaded question. When the levees got built after Hurricane Betsy in 1965, the federal, state, and local government pretty much signed a contract to protect New Orleans. That contract had not been fulfilled for decades when Katrina hit, because New Orleans had gone so long without a big storm.
In the absence of a disaster, there's not much of a political appetite to spend billions of dollars.
Robert Meyer teaches risk management at the Wharton School. He says when you compare the cost of levee repairs to the tens of billions in damage from levee failures or the loss of all the economic activity in New Orleans,
$14 billion in the long run is actually pretty cheap.
So, as we watch New Orleans levees seemingly hold up to Isaac, have we learned a collective lesson about cost, benefit, and risk? Not if you're David Gutierrez. He's chief of safety for dams in California. And right now, he needs money to prevent disaster.
Billions and billions of dollars to fix the levees here in the Central Valley of California.
At least $14 billion, he says, to protect a huge chunk of the state from seasonal flooding. So far, he's got a fraction of that amount.
Trying to convince the public, the federal government or the state government, that we should take action is absolutely something that we're always struggling with.
California's been denied federal funding to fix levees, even though those levees protect 500,000 people and $47 billion in property. There's just not the will to spend all that money to prevent something that hasn't happened yet. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.